A man, the master who has sefer, for the chaviva that learns the shuas hesus of Rav Nachman only in the sefer, I tell you, horchud, he could draw with the mamayna. Over here, there's a good doubt that maybe he's telling the truth, because yesterday when he asked you for the money, you admitted. So we see the loan took place. We know the taveya is asking rightfully. Just today, you say you pay back. That's a good doubt. He says no, he did not get paid back. There's a good doubt in money. Therefore, the rabbanim say to swear. I will help somebody in the Risha when I come to ask you for the money, and you're a kaifrakel right away, the lekka draw the mamena. There's no real doubt here whether you ever took the money or not. You're not admitting to anything. You're saying you never took the money. So therefore, there would be no shua of kaifrakel. Right. Yes, that's the machlok, is exactly where is the shua by a kaifrakel. Now the Gemara says, my ikka, what's the difference between shua the arise and the shua the rabbanim? By a kaifra curl, there's no shvur d'iraisa, only by maidiv mixah. But still, Rav Nachman says he has to swear. So Masfali Mor says, holds there is some difference. What is the difference? So Ikka b'nayo, some say the difference, meifach shvur, whether we could change around the shvur. That means, b'diraisa loy machinin shvur. In the d'iraisa, you cannot change around the shvur. Rashi says, imomar ha nitzvah l'tveya hashpeya b'tel. Like, let's say he's a kaifra curl, or else he's a moed of a mix-up. So lochriz, he has to swear. Let's say he, the nitfa, says, I don't want to swear. But you know what? You rather swear. You swear that I owe you the money, and then I'll pay you. So in the deraisa, we did not do this. Midiraisa loy machin and shvur. Midiraisa, the one that's moed of a mix-up, he has to swear. And if he does not want to swear, he'll have to pay. He has no right to put the shvur upon the malva that he should have to swear before he collects. But midirabonim da machinim. In the case where Shimon is a kaifra curl, I owe you nothing. Now the rabbanim say, swear you owe nothing. He says, no, I don't want to swear. But if you want me to pay, you swear that I owe you the money and I'll pay you. It's true. We make Reuven swear that Tevaya swears, and then he'll collect.
Maybe there's another distinction
between... Well, there's a few reasons. Anyway, so, but the Lamar Baravash, according to Mar Baravashi, the Yom that he says, Gidi Raisa Nami Machinim, he holds no. Even in the Shua Di Raisa, that the loiva has, he was made of mixas, he has to swear with Midiraisa. But if he tells the Mava, I want you to swear, he holds that's a good swara. But there is a doubt here in Bezdin. Bezdin does not know what to do. So he has to swear. If the loiva has the right to tell the Mava, you swear. So, Mayika ben Gidiraisa and the Rabbonin. According to Mava Ravashi, what's going to be the difference? They both have this kula of Mavchin and Shvua. So where it says, Ika ben Adin, another difference could be of Mechas Lenichsei. Whether we go down to his property to take away his money. What does that mean? Vidiraisa nachtin l'nichse. Midiraisa, when you have to swear. And let's say you say, no, I do not want to swear, so then is you have to pay. How strong is that chiyuv money? A real chiyuv money. That then will either go down to your nechassim and take away your property if you do not pay it.
That's a
mode of nichse. Right, right, right. Right. But vidirabonin though, le nachtin l'nichse. But the Rabbanan though, it's only the Rabbanan you have to swear. So now if the person does not want to swear, the Rabbanan would not make a takana like, Bezdin has no right to go down to your property and take away your money. So that's the difference in the Chaymer of the Shvur. Morris says, no, that's a Machlokes though. Well, the Rabbi Yossi though, the Yom that he holds with the Rabbanan, even on the Issa of the Rabbanan, Nami Nachtin Lenichsei, even the Gazan with the Rabbanan also, Bezdin goes down and takes away your property. So here, where with the Rabbanan you have to swear and you do not swear, so there's a law that now the other one has the right to collect the money, so Bezdin will go so far to take it away from you, take away your property. That's not you learned. Mitziyais cheres shait of the cotton. Let's see, a cheres deaf and dumb, shait a fool, a cotton, picks up a mitziya. They find something. So, yesh bem gezel. If somebody now steals it from them, there's nisa gezel mifnei dar kisholem. Like, it's not a real list of the rabbonin, because they're not kind of the chaypes. A chair of shaytah b'katan has no das. When they pick up a messiah, they are not kind of the messiah. And sometimes with das a chair of maknoi, it helps me the right even. That's if somebody else wants to give him a present. So then when the katan picks it up, since you have the das of the maknoi, the one that's giving it to him, that's a sound, maybe it's good. But here, by a messiah, where you find something, there's nobody giving it to you. You need the katan or the chair of the shaytah himself to make this kinyan. They are loved in a day and inu, they have no kinyanim, so it does not really belong to them. Therefore, if someone takes it away from them, they're not over really a gezel. It's only if they don't shalom, it's like the rabbanim do not like this. Shalom, since the cut now picked it up, we have to act as if it's his, you cannot take it away. However, Rabbi Yossi Yaimar Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's Nisa Gezel involved. So what does it mean to say there's Gezel Gomer? It does not mean to say it's a derisa to Kalocha, because me derisa, Rabbi Yossi would agree that Cheresh is going to have no kinyonim. The Yom Rav Chizdo, Gezel Gomer Medivrayim. All Rabbi Yossi meant to say was that me derabbanon, though, they gave the Nisa Gezel here. That means me derabbanon, Mishum Darke Sholom, they went further just to say, Al Sholom, do not touch the Kotin, but they went to say, Mishum Sholom now, we look as if the Kotin really owns it. And the Venus together with the Reya, with the Rabbanon, if someone takes it away. So what's the difference? Lamaynaf Kamina, what's the difference that Rabbi Yossi has to say there's a Gezel Gomer, whereas the Tanakam also says it's a Gezel, the Tanakam also says, do not take it away. He also says it's Gezel Vedar Kisholom. So what does Rabbi Yossi come into air? It must be Lehotziyo Bidayonim. That he holds that the Issa the Rabbanon also doesn't have the right to go down and take away your property. If you stole the Mitziyah from the Cheresheh to the Kotin, and then you lost it, so Desdin will go down and take away your money, that would make you pay back. So even from the Issa the Rabbanon, Desdin goes down to the Nechosim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, where you would have to swear mid Rabbanon will be the same Svara. Once the Rabbanon say you have to swear, the Lach is if you do not swear, you have to pay money. So mid Rabbanon you have to pay. The Rabbanon will need to go down to the Nechosim. So again, what should be the difference?
So isn't there another difference?
Tezu brings down what the Rashi says in Ksubis, and a Shur the Rice, you have to have the Chafetz, and a Shur the Rabbani, you do not have to have the Chafetz. But Tezu says, now Gemara, it's not much like that. Our Gemara does not bring this down for a difference, even in the Rabbanan also. A Shur the Rabbanan in Bezdin, you would have to swear within the Kifetz Chafetz. That's my focus, Rashi and Tezu. Where it says, the Kodesh of Yossi, Ma'ika ben the Rice of the Rabbanan, Ikevenayu, Shekinegdoi Choshra la Shvua. What's going to be if the person is a choshra ala shvua? Like the person was a moedib amiksas, so he's supposed to swear, and he's a choshit. We caught him lying once before, so Bezin has not let him swear now. So Bidi writes, Shekneg de choshra ala shvua, Avchin ala shvua, Vesha moedich. Bidi writes, we say that if the nitva cannot swear, so we turn around the shvua and put it upon the teveya. He has to swear now that he really owes him the money still. The one, the opposite of Tavei, the one that has to swear. Rashi say, you know, yes and good, but smushing for... Doesn't say.
What about
the one opposite that was put to Shuvah, that's Machlokes. We had Gemara before. We're both Achosha, then Chos Veshul, it's Machlokes. We'll have later on. Chos Veshul and Mekayma, and Mitar Shem Yoch Lishav and Mishalim. Then we put back the Shuvah back to the first one, and you can't swear, so you have to pay. So there's not mean that if the first one cannot swear, he would take the shua and make the malva, the other one swear before he takes his money. But the Rabbanan though, takanti. The fact that the Khaifah called us to swear is only a takana. The takanti, the takana le'avdina, we do not do a second takana. Just to say that once you, if you cannot swear, so that's it. We would not let the other one swear and take the money. We would let you swear if you could. Vashi says takanti. Shua atzma shal hesed takantihu. He, but the kanta she toveya nishba v'noitel the kanta heses shua shleibu alo then it's called chomim le'avdinam v'yasra toveya b'loishim shua. That's all he loses out. That really kaifra kail is potter. Rabbanan just said let's make him swear to see if he's really telling the truth. That's only if he could swear. But if Bezin is not going to listen to him anyway, where he's found to be a liar from before, so we leave the situation alone. We let it remain. He's a kaifra kail. We can't force him to pay, and we can't force him to swear, therefore he goes out free. That's the difference. Whether on a shua deraisa we say achin and shua, on a shua de rabbon we do not say. Mar says, no though, ul rabbon and the pligle de rab yesi, ti yomu bid rabbonin, lanachtinu lanichsei. But no, that's the difference. This is the difference. Whether Sheikh the Nishba Vanaitel, Sheikh Negda Nishba, that's the Machloikis. By the Rabbi, we say yes, the Rabbanim we say no. Now the Gemara is, the Rabbanim, the plague you led the Rabbi Yossi, the Yamim with the Rabbanim, Lanachtin Lanichsei, they say when a person has to swear with the Rabbanim. And he says, no, he does not want to swear. Still, we do not go down to his Nechosim, we do not force him to pay. If so, my Avimelei, what do we do, Tim? In other words, why should a person ever swear? What kind of takana with the Rabbanan is this? I say you owe me 100, and you say 0, nothing doing. So good, the Rabbanan said he has to swear. But the guy says, no, I don't want to swear. So you tell him we don't do anything, so why should the guy ever swear? Any chacham would just say, I'm not going to swear. But the Rabbanan has to do some punishment. What do Rabbanan have a power to enforce their shua? Maya Dinle, what do we do to them? So Rabbanan says, yes, Mishatinle. We put a nidu upon him. We give Misham to Benidui. So, the other meaning was, until he pays up, we let him be Benidui. So, Amalei Ravinu of Ashi, Hainati the Kufse is grabbing hold of him by something that's hanging to Shafka the Glima, who? You can let him take back his coat. In other words, if you leave a shamti or nidu on him until he pays back, that's the same thing as going down and grabbing away his coat. What's the difference? A person doesn't want to live the rest of his life with a shamti, with a nidui. So that's the same way of saying going down to his nechosim. Rashi touches up here on the one, but Rashi says, not to the kufse, the shaf le glimu, Rashi's oicha the beitzav, he grabs a hold of his testicles, the beitzav. Ha tluyim, but it's holding on. Ha chitin le talis, and he gives back the talis shalom. Kloimar. Even the shamtin lay, since you're giving a shamtu, you need to upon him, liyolom, adalaisav, let's give it back to you, lest the mechas and nichsay, odd mihai. There's no better way of going down to the nechosim. Whereas if he's going to leave a shamtu the rest of his life, for sure he's going to pay back. So that's the moyes. What are you telling me? We're not going down, but we're going to shamtu. So Rashi says, kol dovra toli, the mechorit is hanging from the mechubor, korale kufsa. So that's what the Gemara means here, not to the kufsa. So the grab a hold of him over there, and until he gives back the clothing, that's the best way of taking away his clothing. So what do you mean to tell me Bezdin does not force him to pay? This is the best way to force him to pay. El the Gemara says, Maya Dinle, what do we do to him? Amalei Misham Tinenlei Ademotei Zman. We give him a time limit. We give you 1 week, let's say. We say, if you do not pay up within 1 week or swear, you're in Nidu for 1 week. And then Nagdei. Ademotei Zman Nagdei. Then we'll give him Malkus life, Midrabonim. For Nagdinen, we hit him. For Shafkinle, then we let him go. So kids see, could he gain by not swearing? But it's not so simple. But the Gemara's question, every person would say, no, I don't want to swear. Because you end up with a week's worth of nidui, and then with malchus.
You said malchus shames a person; he doesn't want to be shamed.
Right. Well, that's why a person would want to swear. It's not so simple to get away with it. That's the kind of the rabbanon. If you are koy for a koyol, we can't force you to pay. No, we're not nachlan nichsei. We want you to swear. If you're not going to swear, after a week or so, we'll give you malchus, and then you go free. Amar Papa, hi man, the apik shtora chavrei. Reuven comes with a star, saying, you, Shimon, owe me $100. I lent you $100. The Yomale, and Shimon answers back, shtar apruhu. True, I agree to that star, but I paid you back already. You have no proof I didn't tell you. I said I paid you back. So I'm really like, what's the shtar? Do we believe Shimon or not? He's a kofra kail. Does he have to pay or not? I'm really like, we say to Shimon, lav kol kiminoch, no, we do not believe you. Since the person has a star, zil shlim, you have to pay back the money. Why? Because that's it. Because whoever pays back, takes back the shtar. Right. So since Reuven, or else gets the receipt, so since the Malva still has the shtar, shtar chobiyodi maboyi, what is he doing holding on to the shtar? It must be that Shimon did not pay back, and therefore Shimon still has to pay. V'yimoma lishtabali, let's say Shimon says to Reuven, listen, I want you to swear to me that I did not pay you back. Amin layishtabali, that's a good taina. That much we listen to Shimon, that Reuven will have to swear before he collects his money. On a shtar, since there's still a little bit of a doubt that maybe he did pay you back, you'll have to swear if he asks for it. But only if he asks for it. If he does not ask for it, you collect without swearing. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bredi Ravashi, Uma Ben Zeh, Le Poygim Eshtaroi. Why is this different than the Poygim Eshtaroi? Poygim over there means, I have a shtar, you owe me $100. And you say you paid it all back. And I say, no, I admit that you paid me back $50. Part of the shtar you paid me back. But the rest you did not. Over there we say that Reuven, the Malva, could only collect the money if he swears. Therefore, sure, he has to swear before he collects the money. So Amalei said that Chosim, the difference is, Afagav the Loitoyin Ihu Tanina Leyanan. Even though the Loiva does not say that I want you to swear before you collect, we ourselves, Bezdin themselves, speak up and speak of such a case. Since they see that the Shtar was paid up a little bit, so there's a good drawer that maybe the Leiva is telling the truth and he paid back the whole thing. Therefore, before the Malva could collect, Bezdin tells the Malva you have to swear. Over here, by a regular Kofra Koyol, Hocha, by a Kofra Koyol on the Shtar, Arminalei, Zil Shlimlei, we tell the Leiva, listen, the Malva has a Shtar, most probably you did not pay up. V'toyin, but if the Leiva himself speaks up and says, V'yomar, Ishtabli, I want you to swear to me first. Aminule, then we say yes. Zilishtabli, we say to the Malva, you have to swear. But the Tzumim Rabbanu, what's going to be if the Malva is a Talmud Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham? Le Mashvinule, then we do not make him swear. So what does that mean? So half a meaner is that he collects the money without swearing. So Omale Rav Yehim Ravashi, Tzumim Rabbanin, Mishala Glima the Inche. What kind of swear is that? Just because the Malva is a Talmud Chacham, he has right to grip off somebody's shirt. Now it's true, you have a shtar that Reuven owes you money. But Reuven says to him, I want you to swear to me that I did not pay you back. I say I paid you back. You have no proof I did not pay you back. Just the fact that Chazok Ashtar Biyadi, I want you to swear. So Mikra Radin, Reuven has to swear. She's just because of the Talmud Chacham, we let him collect without swearing. What kind of swear is that? Elu Radha, Le Mesachin and Le Nadine. The pshat is that we do not listen to this din anymore. But as cover from Talmud Chacham, we do not make him swear. So what could Bezlin do? Nothing. So Bezlin does not collect, just the opposite. Because it's a Talmud Chacham, because it's not covered for him to swear in Bezlin, therefore he'll lose out completely. Rashi says, Le Matakin and Lei, Li Shava, we do not make the Talmud Chacham swear. The Nesta Dechashin and Lei, because otherwise it's going to look like we're Choshenim. We have doubts, maybe he's lying. That's why we're telling him to swear. So that's not so nice for Talmud Chacham to have to swear in Bezlin. For Le Ligvois, but the same thing, we cannot collect money. To Omar Le Yishtabli, because the lawyer just said, I want you to swear. Like Pratikha, that I did not pay you up. So therefore, what he meant to say was, the Talmud Chacham loses out his money, but it's still worse that he should not swear. We do not let him swear in Bezdin, because then it'll look like we're choshed him, I'm a Mainai, and therefore he loses his money together. Or else we'll have to wait until some other way of getting it. Oh, Kiddush. Okay. Right, then the Gemara says, Manli Biyodach. Omar Rav Yudah Amarabasi. How malves chaver b'edim? If I lent you money in front of two edim, the locher is sorach l'parei b'edim. Later, you cannot say you paid it back. Pray for kol would be chayiv because the locher is you have to pay me back in front of two edim. If you do not give it to me in front of two edim, you have no right to say paraticha. So that's the locher. The sorach pashut is because since I lent you in front of two edim, we see I do not trust you. So therefore, you know right now he's not going to trust you to pay back the money. Therefore, you should have paid back in front of the waiting. You should have known that there's going to be problems.
It's a two-way street.
Two-way street. Right, right.
It would be the same idea if you have a
shtar.
So
Moses says, "Ki Yamis." When I said over this loch, Yamis, the chaim of the Shmuel, Omli, said like this: "Yachol loy maloy praticha b'fnei plenty v'alchol lahem." Loch is true. He has to pay back in front of the waiting, but he still has the right to say, "You know what? I paid you back yesterday in front of the waiting." So the Malva says, "Where are those two waiting?" He has the right to say that they took the plane last night. They went back to New York. So he has the right to answer back. So Kifim, it says, that's a strong taina. The fact that I lent you money, b'edim, so the labor just has to be smart. He still has the right to say, I paid you back. He just has to say, I paid you back in front of two edim, even though he cannot prove his taina to edim. And the first one holds no, that the part of this deal is, you have to be able to prove it. So, Tanah Merkin HaMishnah, Monali B'yodach. Reuven says to Shimon, I have by you $100. Amalai Hain. Shimon says, yes, I admit it. V'machat Tamar Amalai Tanuli, give it to me. The Satmach, he said, I gave it back to you, so Potter. We believe him, he's the Kreif Rakoli's Potter. Now the question is why? V'achat Kiv was the top of the Eden. The case here was, I first came and asked you in Bezdin, like, I asked you in front of two Eden, give me the money. And you admitted in front of two Eden, so the Chura command the Yusfa B'yedim Dami. It's like I lent you money now in front of two edim. Rashi says, "Kibbutz edim for hoydor b'fneim." Because the case is when you agree, the hoydor has to be in front of two edim. Otherwise, you could say meshatani, but I was just joking with you. So every hoydor has to be in front of two edim. See, since you admitted to me in front of two edim that I lent you the money, it's considered as if I really lent you the money in front of two edim. And later, Kotani says, "Potter." It still says that when you say "kerf rakel," you're believed.